what we've done in the past with HIV is try every manner of means that we can to stop people infecting each other. But generally, that's been by way of trying to change the way they behave, to convince them that they should use condoms, that they should only have one partner, and so on and so forth. And this has not always been terribly successful. And in particular, we are seeing very little sign in South Africa, Lesotho, Botswana, of any great change in behavior, and certainly no great decline in the HIV prevalence. So we're thinking that really one needs to try something else. And essentially what Brian Williams is saying is that he has done some modeling which indicates that if you were in a place where you've got very high HIV prevalence, if you were to test the whole population on average once a year and start people immediately on antiretrovirals as soon as they were HIV positive, then you could actually reduce the incidence sufficiently that you would drive the epidemic to extinction within the foreseeable future, where that is of the order of sort of 30 years. I think that's what's radical about it.
Now, how are you certain from a scientific point of view that you can basically render HIV fairly harmless in a sense over the long haul?
We can't be, but what we can say is that if you reduce the viral load, amount of virus in the blood, then you radically reduce the infectiousness. So if, in fact, you get people very soon after they are HIV positive and put them on antiretrovirals, you reduce the aggregate viral load in the entire population, and therefore you will reduce the rate at which new infections occur. That's what, say, the incidence. If you do that and at the same time keep people who are already on antiretrovirals, keep them on antiretrovirals, of course, you will still have a lot of HIV-positive people in the population, but slowly those people just die out, as we all must do die, and you're just preventing new infections. And the mathematics of it simply indicates that if we manage to do this, if we manage to test people once a year and get them on immediately onto antiretrovirals, this will be the logical outcome.
So if that strategy was put into effect, there would be a very wide range of people in age getting antiretrovirals. Is that correct?
Currently, if you look, for instance, in a place like Botswana, look at the proportion of people amongst HIV-positive people who is and who is not on antiretrovirals, what you find is that, indeed, more than 50% of the HIV-positives amongst those who are over 40 years of age are on antiretrovirals. But those people who are much more sexually active, i.e. the people in their late teens and early 20s who are HIV positive, they are very, very seldom on antiretrovirals. So those people who are most likely to spread the infection are the least likely to be on antiretrovirals. That's the essential point.
I imagine here in the United States, people would be saying mandatory HIV testing would be an invasion of privacy. Do you see that as a problem?
We see that as an absolute problem, and we need to make that very clear. We are not suggesting at all that there will be any form of coercion. It will just be suggested to people very strongly that they may want to consider having an HIV test and knowing the result, and that if, in fact, they're HIV positive, and if they want to, they will get free antiretrovirals and they will have it for the rest of their lives. So that is a very, very long way from an invasion of privacy or suggesting any manner of coercion.
There has been talk about that for some time now, to put people on antiretrovirals even if the viral load is fairly low. But there are those who say this would dramatically drive up the cost of national HIV/AIDS programs. Have you considered the cost factor?
Yes, and the cost actually will be approximately the same over the next 40 years, whether we continue doing what we're doing right now or if we put into place what Brian suggests we do. The big difference is that if we continue the way we're going now, and if we do not manage actually to drive down incidence by other means, then in 40 years' time, we will still be faced with the same costs. Whereas if we actually put in this more radical approach and reduce incidence to very close to zero, 40 years' time, we will not have a problem to face.